Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new shir in the Seches Megillah. We're learning Gemara Megillah, hopefully about an Amud a day in Mitzvah Hashem. That should put us on pace to finish in time for Purim. So let's get to it. Megillah Nikreis, Beit Aleph, Beit Beis, Beit Gimel, Beit Dalet, Beit Esvav. Megillah's Esther can be read on the 11th through the 15th of Adar. 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15th of Adar. Lo pachos v'lo yoser, no less and no more, meaning not earlier or later. Krachan Mekafen Chomi Mos Yeshua Ben Nun Karim Betez Vav. Cities that were surrounded by a wall from the time of Yeshua, read on the 15th. Kfarim Vairas Gadolos Karim Biyadalit. While villages and large cities, but not walled, read on the 14th. Now that has already covered all types of places, and in only 2 days. So how do you get the other three calendar days? On that, the Mishnah continues with the word Ella, meaning asking that question. Ella, Shakfarim Akdim Al Yom HaKenisa. The villages can go back and proceed backwards to the day of gathering. Yom HaKenisa means that the villages would have to go to Beis Din for various things. Beis Dins would meet on Monday and Thursday in the large cities, and so the kfarim would be nichnas. They would go to gather on those days in the large cities. So the Megillah for them, also they needed someone from a large city to read for them, and therefore they can go back to the Yom HaKenisa that's earlier, we'll see how, in order to go into a large city on a Monday or Thursday when they would be going in anyway. They didn't matriach them to have to go in again. Ketzad, how is this so? How does this work out? Chal yos yudal b'sheni. If the 14th of Adar came out on a Monday, kfarim v'aretz gadolos karim b'yom, the villages and large cities read on that day, on that Monday, u'makovos chom alamachar in the walled cities the next day, a Tuesday, on the 15th. Chal yos b'shlishi b'revi. If the 14th of Adar came out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, Kfar Makdim Yom HaKenisa. The Kfar will go back to the day of gathering, meaning a Monday, which will be either the 12th or 13th of Adar. Vayaris Kedos, Kfar Makdim, the large cities read on that day, on that Tuesday or Wednesday, which is the 14th. And Mokafas Chomel Machar, the walled cities will read on a Wednesday or Thursday, the next day, which will be the 15th. Chalius Vechamishi, if Yudal came out on a Thursday, Kfar Vayaris Kedos, Kfar Makdim, the same setup as Monday. The large cities and the villages read on that day, the 14th, and the walled cities read the next day, Friday, the 15th. Chal Yos Erev Shabbos, as it came out Friday, Kfar Makdim Al Yom HaKenisa, the Kfar will go back to the previous Thursday, both large cities and walled cities will read on that day. As we're going to see, even though the 15th there would be Shabbos, the 15th is generally when the walled cities would read, but it's on Shabbos. So there's a takana by Megillah that we're scared someone will carry the Megillah Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim, and so it's not read on Shabbos. That's the same reason given for lulav and shofar not being used on Shabbos. Chalios b'Shabbos, if it 14th ended up on Shabbos, Kfarim v'aretz gadolos makdim in Mekarin l'Yom HaKenisa, both the villages and large cities go back to the Yom HaKenisa, even though in theory the large cities could have just gone back to Friday, gone back one day, but we'll see they go back with the villages to the Thursday, and the walled cities read the next day, which is a Sunday. Chalius Acher Shabbos, if the 14th came out on a Sunday, Kfar Makdim Liyom HaKenisa, the villages go back to previous Thursday, which is Yud Aleph, that's the case of reading on the 11th. Vayaris Gadol is Korim Bavayom, the large cities read on that day and that Sunday, which is the 14th, and Makavus Chom Alamachar, and the walled cities the next day, the Monday, which is the 15th. So that's the earliest it would be the 11th, because in the case of Monday, you're not going to go back from Monday, which is a Yom HaKenisa, to the previous Yom HaKenisa, Thursday, which would be the 10th, because you don't go from one Yom HaKenisa to another. It's not helpful. They already are on the Yom HaKenisa. Why should you have to change the day? Says the Gemara, Megillah Nikreis Beit Aleph V'chule. The Megillah is read on all these days. Minolan, where do we have a source for this? Minolan, the Gemara finds out an odd question. What do you mean from where? Kidavayin Lemimer Kaman. It's like we want to say later on, Chachamim Hikila Kfarim Lios Makdim Al Yom HaKenisa. Chachamim made a kula on the villages to have them read on the Yom HaKenisa, Kadeshi Safka Mayno Muslim Lachem Shabakim, in order that it would be free then on the 14th or 15th to bring water and food to their brothers in the large cities. So it seems to be from this quote anyway, the Gemara will deal with this quote, it seems to be beneficial for both. They get to go in on the Yom HaKenisa, which is good for them, and the people in large cities will now have people to bring them food and water on the regular day of Purim on the 14th or 15th. So, but anyway, the Gemara right now means to ask, it's not a question for Minolan, it's not a question of a sourced halacha, it was a takana, we know it's a takana. So what's the question? Anan hachi kamrina, here's what we mean to say. Michti, let us see. Kuhu anshe kinesa gadola tikninu. All these days must have been fixed by the anshe kinesa hagadola. The isal gedaitach anshe kinesa gadola yudal v'tezvav tikun. If you think that they were only misaking the 14th and 15th, also, the Rabbanu of the Akri Takanta did the Kino Anshe Knesset Hagadola, and then some other rabbis came and uprooted the Takana of the Anshe Knesset Hagadola. Vatanan, but that can't be. Ain't based in Yochel Avatal, Divir based in Chavero, Elim King Gadol Mimenu B'Chachol Meminyan. Because one basin cannot nullify the words of another basin that preceded it, of a basin of Divir basin Chavero, based in the call of colleagues of it, unless it is larger than that previous basin, B'Chachol Meminyan, in wisdom and in number. El Abshita, rather, it's obvious, Kuhu Anshe Ganesa Gadol Tekino, all of them were fixed by the Anshe Ganesa Gadol all these days. If that's the case, Heicha Remiza is our question. Where is it hinted to? It makes sense it should be hinted to in the Megillah that they did that. They made Yudal and Tetzvav is hinted at, is said in the Megillah, so it should be hinted that they also made the other 3 days. So we're going to have two mahal from the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Kral, the verse in Megillah Esther says, L'kayim Yismei Purim Ha'elib Yismanem, to fulfill the days of the Purim in their times. Their times is a bit of an extra type of word we'll see. Could say it in other ways. In their times, Zmanim Harbei Tignol Lehem, that means that they were metakin many times for them. Gemara says, Hamibai Leil Gufe, you need that for just the context that they made different times, namely the 14th and 15th. Now, Imke Leimokra Zman, you could say that by saying in their time. And we know the times that are written in the Megillah, that's what it means. My Zman Ayam, what is in their times? Zmanim Tuva, it means many times. Don't you still need those words, the extra sort of letters here, for the halacha that the time of this one, namely the open city, should not be the time of the walled city? Zmano Shalzeh is not Zmano Shalzeh. They can't overlap. In Cain, if that was the only thing getting out of this word, the only halacha coming from here, Leimakra, the pasuk could say Zmanam, which also means their times. It means the same thing. My Zmanayhem, what's their time, is written with the extra letters. Shmas, Mina, Kuhu, you hear all of these halachas, namely that Zmano Shalzeh is not Zmano Shalzeh, and that there are extra days, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. Ema is Zmanim Tuva. Why don't I add more times? Zmanim Tuva meaning many times. Why limit it to 11th, 12th, and 13th? No, Zmanayhem do mean the Zmanam. The Zmanayhem word that is written should be similar to what could have been written Zmanam, meaning the times Yudalat and Tesvav. It should be Dumia, not, I should say it again. Zmanayhem, this extra type of word, should be similar to the times that are actually written, to Zmanam, their actual times Yudalat and Tesvav. Ma Zmanam Trey, their actual times are 2 days. Af Zmanayhem Trey, right, and the times are written are 2 days, so the times you're adding are only 2 days. Why don't I just add the 12th and 13th? Sorry, why don't I just add the 12th and 13th? Then why the 11th? Because the Amar Rishmol Bar Yitzchak, you give us Makihil Lakolhi. It's like Rishmol Bar Yitzchak said that the 13th is Zman Kihila for everyone. The 13th was the day that they all fought, obviously. But sorry, Chlirbo, you don't need to add that as a day to be appropriate to read the Megillah. Now, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said that in a slightly different context, but we're pulling from that and applying it here. Hachanami, so too here, you give us Zman Kihila Lakolhi. The 13th was a day of gathering for everybody. They fought on that day. It doesn't need to be added. So why don't I add the 16th and 17th? It says that the days cannot be passed. Really, that's not saying the days. It's saying, you know, they can never pass up celebrating Purim. But the drasha is saying it can't be after the 15th. This is now the second mahalach. That was the first mahalach. Rishmuel Nachmeni says, Amar Kra, a different pasuk in Megillah says, Kayomim Shanachovim Ayudim. Like the days that the Jews rested from their enemies. Yamim ki yamim. Like the days. What's like the days? That the days you're adding have to be like the days that they actually rested. They rested actually on the 14th and 15th. So the days you're adding are, you should add 2 days like that. The Rabbos Yud Aleph Yud Beis includes 11th and 12th. Why don't I include 12th and 13th? Here's where Shmuel Bar Yitzchak initially said that the 13th is the day of Kehila for everyone, the day they fought, and does not need to be added. He said that halacha here must be something just because he was present here with Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. I don't understand any svara of why it's more applicable here in this drasha to say the idea is makihil lakol than the other drasha. Lechora it's just as applicable. So I think he just said it here because maybe he was only around when Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said his drasha, or maybe it's a different generation. The aim is why don't I add the 16th and 17th? Lo yavor, see if it's written again. Lo yavor, don't pass it off. Rishmuel Bar Nachmeni, my time alone is Zmanayhem. Why didn't he say Zmanayhem? Zmanam Zmanayhem Lamashmali. He doesn't see a significant difference in the words Zmanayhem that were used and the words that could have been used Zman Zmanam. Sees it all to Mashmal reading something in its appropriate time. Rishmuel Bar Amma, my time alone is Mikayamim. Why didn't Rishmuel Bar Amma say from Kayamim? Amalecha Ha'ul Zoratu Dixit. He would say to you that is meaning Kayamim, that it will be kept in the future generations like the days that were kept initially, 14 to 15. Doesn't mean that days each year. It just means that whatever is kept that year should be read in future years. These are the words, the Mishnah is the words Rabbi Akiva Stam, meaning the Mishnah that is Stam is Rabbi Akiva being anonymous. The Dar Zman Zmanam Zmanim, who has this drasha of Zman Zmanam Zmanayhem? Abul Chachamim, or Chachamim say, no, ain't Karno Osel, but Zmano, there's no extra days. You only read it in its time, 14 and 15. Meis, they have a big kasha on this. Amir of Yehuda, Yehuda said in the Braisa, hey, Mosai, when is it true that we do earlier days? Zman Shashan Kitiknan Yisrael Shun Al Masam. When the years are as they should be, and Israel is dwelling on their land. Avul Bizman Azeh, but nowadays, oh, Mistakun Vah, even people are looking at it. What does it mean people are looking at it? People are basing what day to make Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and thereby what day to make Pesach, based on what day the Megillah was read. Namely, you're in a walled city, you see that it's read on the 15th, or in an unwalled city, and you see it's read, you say, I know what the day is today, it's the 14th or 15th, so count the days till Rosh Chodesh, then count 15 more days till Pesach, and if you're going to read earlier, people are going to mess that up and not chop that it's really the 11th. They'll end up making their Leil Seder on the 11th of Nisan and eating chametz on the last days of Pesach. So being that Hoyle Mistaklin Ba'apil, people are looking at the Megillah to figure out the calendar, and Korno Sel is Mano, you can only read it at the right time. That's a quote from Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Alibid Man, who's Rabbi Yehuda going like? Elim Alibid Rabbi Kiva, if he's like our Mishnah, like Rabbi Kiva, Afilu is Man, is that you still like the content? Rabbi Kiva existed nowadays. So even nowadays, meaning after the Korban, you have this takana, even when we're not on our land, and we're not doing the Kiddush HaChodesh properly. Ela, lavali b'derabana, must be according to these rabbanan that were just quoted, that were just identified. V'zman shashanam kitiknam v'yisol shurna al-masan miyakarina, but you see, even according to rabbanan, when the Jewish people have their land properly, and the years are being done properly, they do read it earlier. Tiyufta the Rabbi Yochanan, tiyufta, that's a tiyufta the Rabbi Yochanan suggesting the chacham hold, you never read it earlier, it's not true. You definitely read it earlier in the right conditions. Now we have an Ikadam. Ikadam means another version of this episode, of this back and forth, which in this case seems more correct, because we see one Avakasha, and Rabbi Yochanan will actually have a Raya. Ikadam, it was said in another way like this. Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zudivir, Kibas Tim Sot. The words of the Mishnah are Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't say the words of the Mishnah Rabbi Kiva, who darshan Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. They said a svara. They didn't say you never read it early. They said nowadays, being that everyone's looking at it and basing Rosh Chodesh on the day of the reading of the Megillah, you'll only read it at the right time on the 14th or 15th. So that's different than what we said before, because it's not a machlokas about darshaning Zman Zonam Zmanayim, about adding extra days. Everybody gives have extra days. Just like Chacham say, you only do the extra days under the right circumstances. Now that matches the brisa perfectly. The Brisa says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai, Bizman Shashanim Kitiknan, V'Yisol Shurin Al Masan, you only go back when the years are being done up, Kiddush HaChodesh properly, and the Jewish people are dwelling on their land, Avu Bizman Azeb, and nowadays we don't have that, Tohol Mistaklin Ba, people are looking at it and basing Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Leila Seder, off the day of the Megillah reading, in Korno Sa'al Bizmano, you'll only read it at the right time." Thank you for listening, and Ritz Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.